Hey everybody, it's Kyle, coming to you live from my basement. It's been a while since I've recorded from down here. It's because I'm always off running somewhere to do something. So I've been relying a lot on the portable recorder, but here we are. Also, this is the first time I've recorded down here using my new MacBook Pro. So there's that, right? Yeah. So what's going on that's good in my life? Well, you know, there's a few things for sure. I mean, woke up. I hate that one. Well, my wife and I were talking about that, like, well, I woke up today, you know. Well, you should have higher standards. Anyway, no. You know, a lot of good things are going on. We've just been so busy. I mean, that Wichita volleyball trip was not a fun one. On the way down there, you know, driving along and snap, hear this real loud snap, fucking rock from some dipshit in front of us who didn't clean off his work truck well enough, hops up, snaps the windshield, puts a big star on it. I mean, there's going to be no way to fix it except replace the windshield. God, dude, that, I'll tell you, dude, that Kia Sorento and volleyball just don't mix well together. And then we got in, we went ahead and ate that evening in the hotel restaurant and bar. And it was good. You know, it was not great. It was good. And all that. And then my daughter went off to go get her hair braided and everything, get and hang out with some friends on the team before volleyball started the next morning. So we were just kind of chilling out, hanging out in the room, and my phone rings about 10:30 at night, and it's my son, and he had been in a car accident back here at home. So we were a good over 2 hours away, really over almost 3 hours away. And yeah, I mean, we had to try and help him and manage everything and get everything taken care of remotely. And it was just crazy. He was sitting at a stoplight. He actually was getting ready to pull a U-ey. He and his buddy had just dropped off his buddy's girlfriend, and they were on the way back to our house, and they decided to stop at this gas station that they had just passed to grab some snacks and stuff. And he was sitting completely still at a light, and he said he kind of looked up in his rearview mirror for just a second and saw just full of headlights. I guess the dude was going almost 40 miles an hour when he rear-ended them. They're okay, or so it seems. Both cars are totaled. The Optima Hybrid that I had for, gosh, 8-9 years is gone. I mean, the rear bumper is up into the trunk, almost to the front of the trunk. It didn't get into the back seat, but not far. It's demolished. I mean, the frame's bent. It's done. The other guy's vehicle was a 2023 Subaru Outback, totaled. The guy was about in his 40s, and he said that he was just, his glasses had fallen off or something, and he was trying to put them back on, or I don't know exactly. There was no drinking involved, or at least there was no DUI test or anything, I don't know. And then I don't know if they've been, police are investigating or whatever, see if he was on his phone, who knows. Regardless, everybody made it through. So there's the good news. Everybody, no one was hurt or seriously injured. The real pain in the ass was the fact that we had to wait. You know, one of the predatory tow truck companies pulled up right when it happened, of course. God. And was trying to pull all this bullshit. And what they do is they pull up. And so if this ever happens to you, know this. Ask them, is my car being impounded? Okay. And the reason you want to ask them that is, if it is, even if it seems like they're there to help, they're going to take your car back to their location and keep it there. And they're going to charge you a daily impound fee until you come and get it. Now, your insurance isn't going to cover all that bullshit. It'll cover the tow, but we wanted it towed back to our house. And the guy was like, well, we can't do that. And I said, well, then you can't do business with us. So then we called our insurance company. They called up another tow company, and they told us about the impounding thing. They called another tow company. Well, fuck, they never showed up, man. They were out there for like 3 hours, almost 4 hours, waiting, and the other tow truck never showed up. My son tried to call them, or he texted them. They said, yeah, we're on our way. He tried to call them, and the dude hung up on him without even saying a word. It was just bullshit. So then the cop was like, look, I mean, cop was waiting with them the whole time. The other guy took that tow truck company that pulled up. So in addition to his car being totaled, he's got impound fees now. Just not a good night for him. But he was, you know, my son said he was nice and all that. He felt really bad and he knew it was all his fault. And yeah, when you rear end someone, it's your fault. Doesn't matter what's going on. I mean, if you get pushed into a car by another car behind you, you might have some difference there, but I think you're still partially liable. Because if you were following at a safe enough distance, that wouldn't happen, I think. Unless you get hit, like, going crazy, like 40 miles an hour or something. But anyway, so they waited forever. Hit my buddy, my son's buddy, his father came and waited with them. And then he took them both to the hospital to be checked out and everything. But yeah, we were up all night, Friday night, just trying to manage this situation. And, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, the volleyball tournament happened the first day. They won like half their sets. The second day they lost some really silly matches. They should have won. All except maybe one match the first day, and they should have won the second day all the way through. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this team. I do know this, that there's some issues with some aspects of it. But I won't go into all that. Yeah, there's some issues, but hey, there's always going to be issues with the team, right? I honestly think that's why my daughter likes playing individual sports. Like, she loves track and field, throwing javelin, throwing discus, you know, stuff like that. And she loves swimming because she can hold herself responsible. She loves tennis too. Now, that's kind of an individual sport. But she does play a lot of doubles, so that's not. So I don't know. We'll see. But I think that's that's kind of her big thing, is she prefers that. Even though she loves playing volleyball, and we love watching her play volleyball, this may be it this year. I mean, for a lot of reasons, there's just too much frustration with her, with certain aspects of this team and the team she was on last year. Some of the players play favoritism, and these are players that she depends on in order to do what she needs to do. And yeah, that's kind of just bullshit, but whatever. So she's talking about not playing next year, which that's fine. We'd take that money we're spending on that club. I mean, that's $3,000 by the time you have trips like this and stuff. And we'll just take that and move it towards perfecting swim strokes and lessons like that. And then also maybe some tennis lessons so she can. The ultimate goal is for her to letter in three sports in 1 year in high school. So in the fall, winter, and spring. If she can do that, there's a wall that's full, a group of elite athletes that have gone to this high school. I think I counted only like 40-some. This high school's been around quite a while. And she could have her name up on that wall. And that's humongous. just to give you an idea, nobody went up on that wall last year. Okay. The year before that, one person did. The year before that, I think they had two, but they don't have somebody every year. So she really wants to try and do that. She's got, hopefully she letters in track this year. Hopefully next year she starts off the year by lettering in tennis, and then she will letter in, obviously, in swim, and then hopefully again in track, or at least next year in track. So if she can do that, man, that is a huge feat. I've actually talked to someone who's pretty high up in the athletic department there at the high school, and they said, man, if she can pull that off, and she's a good student, she'll get offers to go to college. I mean, there's zero doubts about it. You know, there's a lot of little Division II or III colleges that want someone who gets good grades and can play a variety of sports. So if she can excel in one, like swim, for example, and she's pretty good at tennis or pretty good at throwing javelin, they're going to want that person because, or even pretty good at volleyball, they're going to want that person because they probably need somebody to play on those other teams to keep their athletic department, you know, making money and moving forward. So that's kind of what we're hoping for, but we'll see. No pressure on any of this. You know, we tell her all the time, look, if you don't want to play, if you don't want to do this, don't. I mean, you only get one life, man. And no offense, she's not going to be a professional swimmer, or that's unfortunately in women's sports, none of really what she does is something that's going to garner her a living in the future. So yeah, I mean, she could do a lot of things with it. Hell, you can go win gold medals at the Olympics. Doesn't mean you're going to make millions of dollars a year, right? So we're not hunting after stuff like that. We're hunting for her to be happy and to enjoy doing what she enjoys doing and is good at. And that is, she loves playing sports, man. She does. She digs it. If everything was fair and things were done in a fair manner on the volleyball team, she'd be happy and she'd be doing great. But it's not. So she's not happy and she's not doing great. You can't do great if the ball doesn't get to you, right? You can't go up and hit it and smash it into the other side if the ball never comes to you or rarely comes to you. Especially when you see people who get it all the time and continue to hit it directly into the net in front of them and not make it over. I understand there's bad sets and all that stuff, but they keep setting it to them, you know. Okay, I've gone off track here. I apologize. Okay, so anyway, yeah, but again, sounds like a lot of bad things that happened, right? Yeah, I mean, there's some rough things that happened, some road bumps and stuff. A good side of things is that I received the information back that we're going to be able to collect on a savings plan. So this will help the kids go to college and help pay for some of those expenses that are coming up, and especially now that we need to buy another car. Because I know the insurance company's not going to give us enough money for this car for us to go out and find another one. We'll have to throw down a chunk of change. So that'll help with that. So I did receive some information that's done. I also received information that the life insurance, which we have no idea how much money it is. Again, we don't really need any of this money. We can make do with what we make. I mean, we make good enough money. But this helps the kids, and it helps their futures. So I did find out the life insurance money, the check has already been mailed, which is crazy. And then the savings plan is also going to be dispersed. I can actually go in and have them start wiring that next week, and then it'll be another week before it gets here. But so that's awesome. You know, again, thanks, Mom. I mean, I'm so happy that you did this. This is really going to help your grandkids. So that's good. That's good news. And the fact that everybody made it through that accident, because it was bad, guys. I'll have some pictures in the notes, but it was really bad and it was scary. And my wife was, you know, that's her boy. That's her only boy. So she was petrified, man. And I was worried. We were worried. I'm glad he called me right away and I could calm him down and all that. And, you know, probably the only time he really showed much fear or anything is he was talking to us a little later after all this happened, and we had things in motion as far as insurance and them getting, well, we thought they were getting a tow driver there. And he said that the police officer kept saying, "Wow, you know, you're really keeping your cool, man. You're really level-headed through this, because I know this is your first accident, but you're really doing a great job of, you know, not losing it." And he kind of started crying a little bit when he was talking to us, and he said, "Yeah, I know. That's because I know my parents have my back." And he said, "My parents are going to help me get through this and take care of everything, and they're letting me know it's okay." And he was kind of crying, and it was touching, because he's right. We do have his back, man. We love him very much, and we want him to have success in life and to be happy. So that was touching for him to say that, and it felt really good, like we're doing the right thing as far as parenting. All right, so what am I into right now? Well, what am I listening to? Good Lord, 4 records showed up here yesterday. I'm sure my wife was like, "What in the hell, dude? Quit it." But a lot of these are things I ordered a long time ago. So TV and the Radio re-released Dear Science, which is one of their most popular albums from a band that's not super popular. But it's a great record. And so that showed up. I had ordered that quite a while ago. And so that one showed up. Another one that showed up on Discogs. So when I was young, my buddy and I, we used to love this one song from Golden Earring, the band Golden Earring. It's not a song everybody knows. Everybody knows Radar Love and Twilight Zone, right? It's not that. Or Vanilla Queen, is that what that one's called? I can't remember. It's the one, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But it's off an album called NEWS, Northeast, West, South, or News. And yeah, it's called When the Lady Smiles. It's an awesome tune, man. An incredible tune. I'll try and throw a little bit of it in right here. When a lady smiles, you know it drives me wild. When her fingertips go drawing circles in the night, and the mood is soft and sensual, and I love it. Yeah, I love it. It's the answer to all my dreams. Every time it feels like the earth is shaking, it doesn't matter, glass is falling, I hear a shadow, maybe it's raining, faster and faster, shadow dancing, together we're alive. See what I'm saying? That is a great song. And, yeah, I ordered that record on Discogs, and it was, I think altogether, even with shipping, it was less than $10. And it's in very good condition. I mean, it's actually in better condition than the guy said. I wouldn't call it mint, but definitely very good plus-plus condition. But yeah, got that one. That one came in. That one and TV on the Radio, Dear Science. And then I was... got an email, and yeah, I'm a sucker sometimes. I got to watch out when I get these emails. But there's one of these, I think it's Indie Vinyl Den. I've bought a couple things from them before, and they're really good. But they were having a sale on all of their Japanese import albums. And these varied from, you know, back in the 60s all the way forward. And some of them are really crazy expensive, you know. And stuff, and I'm not interested in paying, you know, almost double for a Queen album just because it's in, you know, Japanese. Now, I know a lot of people that are big record and sound aficionados say that Japanese vinyl is the best vinyl from back in the day, but anyway, so I looked through all these, and I found a couple that were really reasonable, And I said, hey, I'm going to check these out. So they may shock you a little bit. I mean, I know one of them probably will. The first one probably won't. And that is Eddie Money. And it is, I think it's called No Control. But that's the one with Shaken on it. And I Think I'm in Love. Great songs. But it's a good album. I mean, we listened to it the other night, and it's great. And it's in great condition, too. The record and the cover. It even has the kind of rice paper thing on down the left side of it. It's all in Japanese, and the text is in Japanese on a lot of it. It's really cool, actually, to have something like that. And then the other one I got is a little bit surprising. You may be like, what? And I tell you, when I was younger, I was like, I don't like these guys. And it is Huey Lewis and the News. And it's the album Picture This, which is very early on. That's one of their earliest records. And it does have some great songs on it. Let me see if I can find the track list. Now, we were listening to the whole album, and I can tell you there are some not so great songs on there as well. But Working for a Living, that's a huge one. Great, great song. Another one, Do You Believe in Love? That one's awesome as well. I think Change of Heart, which is the first track on the first side, is pretty good. I don't know. I didn't even listen to that. But Working for a Living and Do You Believe in Love are awesome. And you know, they're a really talented band. And what I would say to people who don't care for them is probably the reason you don't care for them is you heard them too much when you were younger, or you still hear them too much. And I was that way, man. I hated them. You know, I'll be honest with you. I couldn't stand them. But I'll tell you something right now. They're talented. He's a great vocalist. They're a good band. So, yeah, those are the four albums that came in yesterday. And they all sound really solid. And they're fun, too, like I said. I think something came in last week, but I can't remember what it is, man. God, I'm getting old. I hate it. But yeah, so those came in. I've been enjoying those. What have I been watching? You know, not much. I haven't had any time, guys. I know I say that all the time, but it's true. I really haven't had the time to sit down and watch anything. And yeah, that kind of sucks. Such is life. But yeah, I have intentions to watch things, and I just haven't had a chance. I just need to make it happen is what I need to do. I did pick up a movie on HD on 4K Blu-ray, but I'll be honest with you, I can't recall what it is. Oh no, I picked up People Under the Stairs by Wes Craven. And I picked up something else, and I cannot recall what it is. That's nuts, dude. Oh, well. Yeah. And I watched People Under the Stairs. I haven't seen that forever. And it's definitely not as I recall it. But it's pretty good. It's better than I remember it. It's not the greatest movie, but it's way better than I remember. Oh, and I also got Misfits Legacy of Brutality. That finally came in as well. Yeah, it's People Under the Stairs is better than I remember it being. I'll just leave it at that. How's that sound? that's sad. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's about it on the watching. I haven't been watching anything else. I need to. I just haven't had a chance. Yeah. All right. So let's see. What have I been reading? I did finish the 7th trade paperback, so the 7th collection from the comic Something Is Killing the Children. Loved it. Fantastic. I hear that it's in the works to make that a TV show, and I hope so. It's going to be an expensive ass TV show, I can tell you that much. Yeah. So that'd be great if that happens. But other than that, I haven't really read anything else that I can think of off the top of my head. Video gaming, nothing. I downloaded some Pirates game. I'm not playing it at all. The sorting game that I bought, where you sort the different things on the shelf, started to become a total ripoff, so I got rid of it. I'm not interested in forking over a ton of money for basically nothing. So I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's it on that stuff. Podcasts, nothing new. Same stuff I've been listening to for a long time. Caught up on Run Fool. Love that one. Same thing with the survival one. It's great. Caught up on that. But yeah, that's it, guys. I don't really have any other information for you guys. You know, I guess what I would say to you is this. You know, look, man, that deal Friday sucked. And it was a rough weekend. However, I got to spend time with my family. And we got everything taken care of as far as my son with his car wreck. We're just kind of waiting to hear for them to total it. It'll be totaled. And hear whatever shitty offer they're going to make to us. And we'll fight it a little bit to get it up to a reasonable amount. And then from that point forward, we're going to negotiate to get something towards a new car, for him. But those things happen, man. And that's part of life. And that's what I told my son is, you know, hey dude, I'm glad you called me and we'll get it taken care of. It's going to be okay. You know, right now it doesn't seem like it. It seems scary. And upsetting, and you're like, what the fuck, man, my car, you know, but these things happen. They happen to people every day. And the best thing you can do is keep your wits about you and just know that we'll get it taken care of. You know, don't want to lose your cool. You don't want to do something stupid. You don't want to buy the first car you see. You want to take time and you want to think about it. And we ended up getting a rental that's paid for by the guy's insurance. And so I'm driving that thing around. It's a Chevy Equinox. So kind of a crossover, small SUV. It's okay. I mean, to be honest with you, it'd be a great vehicle for him. But can't really buy him a 2023 vehicle. But maybe an older model. I don't know. We'll look around. I don't know. I want to make sure we get a car that's going to last and it's going to work for him for a while, because you know he's going to take this off to college. So, but yeah, I mean, I just told him, look, dude, these things happen, and you got to be ready to handle them when they happen. You got to keep your cool, like you did with the officer, and we just got to move forward, you know, because it happens to everybody. Unfortunately, it happened to you already, but you know how to handle things now that are stressful. And you'll have friends that go through this, and you can be there for them because you've been through it. And you can help them keep their wits about them while they're going through this. And he was like, yeah, that's cool. And I said, yeah, that's how you got to look at things. You can't look at them the other way, dude, because if you do, you spin out of control. So just keep your wits about you. We're going to find something to replace it. And we'll move forward, man. It's just a road bump. So I would, you know, stress that to everybody out there listening, all four or five of you. Just keep your cool, man. I hate the old life gives you a lemon, make lemonade, that thing, but it is kind of true. And, you know, you just got to roll with it and you just got to move forward. I mean, there's been a lot that's happened to this family this year so far, and it's only February 28th today. So it's been a hell of a 2 months. But that's okay, man. Things happen and we'll get through it. So you just got to remember to keep your head straight. That's all, guys. I appreciate you guys listening. I'll have a new episode for you guys next week. And just keep on keeping on, guys. Take it easy and get off my lawn.